Redemption is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
The afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt to avoid being cheated. Did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile. Easily check and compute your business profits. Easily value your business to access loans and other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item. And also, give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. A proper receipt must have the words receipt or invoice in a prominent place. The taxpayer identification number, TPIN, of the seller in a visible place. The date the receipt was issued. The name, physical address and telephone contact of the seller. The name, physical address and telephone contact of the buyer. The serial number of the invoice. The list of goods or services supplied. The quantity of the goods or services supplied. The selling price per unit and total value. A brief description of the items sold.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Taylor. Our sincere apologies for starting the news late. Let's take a look at the headlines. SIPRA commends Zambia Police Service. Ministry of Local Government tours flood-prone affected areas. In international headlines, U.S. President's second term shaped on foreign policy ambitions. And in sports, Sichone says he did not go to the AFCON to prove a point. And now the news in detail. The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, SIPRA, has commended the Zambia Police Service for the professional, restrained and lawful manner in which they handled the crowd that escorted His Grace the Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alick Banda, for questioning by the Drug Enforcement Commission yesterday. Dr. Banda appeared before the DEC in relation to allegations that he was a recipient of a motor vehicle that was allegedly illegally procured by an employee of the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. SIPRA has emphasized that this appearance constituted a normal legal process, adding that in a constitutional democracy as Zambia, the law applies equally to all citizens regardless of religious affiliation, public standing or social status. The organization says the Zambia Police Service demonstrated commendable professionalism, restraint and respect for human rights. It adds that the conduct of the officers was marked by sobriety and respect for the supporters' rights to assemble peacefully.
The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy commends the Zambia Police Service for the professional, restrained and lawful manner in which they handled the crowd that escorted His Grace, the Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alec Banda, for questioning by the Drug Enforcement Commission yesterday. Dr. Banda appeared before DEC in relation to allegations that he was the recipient of a motor vehicle that was allegedly illegally procured by an employee of the Zambia Revenue Authority. CPRA wishes to emphasize that this appearance constituted a normal legal process. In a constitutional democracy such as ours, the law applies equally to all citizens, regardless of religious affiliation, public standing, or indeed social status. Now, in a clear contrast to how similar situations were handled in the past,
the Copper Belt Energy Corporation PLC says it expects its share price on the Lusaka Security Exchange Luce to remain high in view of the continued efforts to scale up investments in the renewable sector, among other factors. Market data availed by the Luce reveals that the power utility's share price soared to 25.96 Ngwe per share by September 1, 2025, compared to 13.15 Ngwe per share 12 points prior, representing nearly 100% increment. However, CEC's share price declined slightly by the end of 2025, ending last year trading at 19.28 Ngwe per share, the lowest since June 9, 2025. CEC posted increased profit after tax PAT of $61.5 million in its half year period ending June 30th, 2025, up from $43.2 million in the prior period, driven by strong performance in all its business segments. The improved financial performance was mainly driven by strong performance in all its business segments, including local, regional power sales and wheeling. Increased PAT was also boosted by higher gross revenue of $360 million in the half-year period ending June 30th, 2025, as well as the write-back of $10.4 million, a portion of the Konkola Copper Mines PLC impaired amount. This represents the third successful half-year where the power utility recorded sustained growth in PAT after it posted profits of around $30 million, $113 million and $43.2 million in the half-year periods of 2022, 2023 and 2024, respectively. Commenting on the share price performance, CEC Chief Financial Officer Mutale Mukuka expressed confidence that the company would maintain a high share price on the local bars on account of its continued investments across its business segments. Former Chunawulu Member of Parliament, who is also an agronomist and governance analyst, Ponde Mecha, has urged government to match Zambia's renewed copper production ambitions with stronger governance and institutional responsibility. Mr. Mecha says while Zambia's target to produce millions of tons of copper in the coming decade signals confidence in the mining sector, ambition alone will not deliver sustainable national development. He notes that for more than five decades, Zambia has failed to turn copper wealth into inclusive prosperity, not because it lacks mineral wealth, but due to weak institutions and poor sector management. Mr. Mecha has acknowledged recent reforms by government, including improved policy consistency, increased transparency in mining licenses and renewed focus on local value addition, stronger environmental oversight and decentralization that empowers mining host communities. He has proposed a second phase of mining reforms, including performance-based mining licenses, the establishment of a national tailings and secondary mining authority, a mining restoration fund, and community equity participation in mining areas. Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba has called on the Zambia Institute of Tourism and Hospitality Studies, ZITS, to rise into a national leadership role as the anchor institution for tourism and hospitality.